Shalom to all. Today's daf is Vachem Daf Nun Beis, and we are starting about the second line with the words Oy Einoy. And today's daf is sponsored Lili Nishmas Marsh Meim Shar Bas Yaakov Moshe Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. Now, before we have a little bit of review of what we're talking about, let's remember that throughout this whole Gemara, when we say the word Shirayim or Shirei Hadam or Shvichas Shirayim, it all means the same thing. It's referring to pouring the Shirayim, the leftover blood, on the base of the Mizbeach. We're going to be talking about different types of Shirayim, regular Korbanos or Chatois, could be Chatois Panimios or Chatois Chitzonios. But again, all these words mean pouring the extra blood, what's left after Zrika, on the base of Mizbeach. Now, getting to what we were discussing, we're in the middle of explaining the Braisa, which had brought three drushas from Sukkim, each one stating that the Shir HaDam has to be poured on the side of the Mizbeach. And right now, the Gemara is going to be quoting the part of the Braisa, Oy Einoy, which is telling us that we learn that any carbon that's brought on the Mizbeach Ha'ayla, its Shiarim are poured on the side. And the Braisa said as follows, Oy Einoy Ella Mizbeach Shal Ayla Yehele Yisayd. And this is asking a question on the Limud. Maybe the Pasuk is just telling us that when we do Zrika's HaDam of a carbon Ayla, meaning regular Zrika, not Shvichas Shirayim, but Zrika's HaDam of an Ayla, it has to be sprinkled on a part of Mizbeach which has a Yisayd. Now the Braisa continued with Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, both responding that it's a simple Kav HaChaimer, we don't need a Pasuk for that. But first the Gemara asks on this very Havamina, says the Gemara, how could you even say this? How could you even suggest that the Pasuk is telling us that Zrika's HaDam of an Ayla has to be on a part of Mizbeach that has a Yisayd? That can't be, because Miksev, does it say El Yisayd HaAyla? It doesn't say that. El Yisayd Mizbeach HaAyla Ksev. It says El Yisayd Mizbeach HaAyla. In other words, the problem is that the wording of the Pasuk is El Yisayd Mizbeach HaAyla. If it's just referring to Zrika's HaDam of a carbon Ayla, then why say the word Mizbeach? Answers the Gemara that no, it still would make sense, because E Hava Ksev El Yisayd HaAyla, if the Pasuk just said Yisayd HaAyla, then Havamina would have thought, Bezkifa Shal Yisayd, it's telling us that the Zrika's HaDam of the Ayla should be done on the straight part of the Yisayd. Remember, as we said many times before, the Yisayd was the base of the Mizbeach, which jutted out in Amma, and so it means it has two parts to it. It has a flat wall, which is an Amma high, and then it has a roof of it, the Gag, the top of it, which is an Amma wide. So we would have thought, if it said El Yisayd HaOyla, the Zrika's HaDam of Carbon Oyla should be on the side of the Yisayd. Hashadach Sev El Yisayd Mizbeach HaOyla. Now that it says Yisayd Mizbeach HaOyla, I could understand that maybe it's telling me Agagoy the Yisayd, that I should do Zrika's HaDam of Carbon Oyla on the roof, on the top part of the Yisayd, because Mizbeach always refers to the top of the Mizbeach. Therefore, adding this word Mizbeach HaOyla tells me I should do Zrika's HaDam of Carbon Oyla on the top of the Yisayd, and therefore the Braisa's question still is valid. And so here we're going to the next part of the Braisa, quoting both Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, who had explained that we don't need a pasuk to teach us this because it's a Kal V'Chaimer, and that's why we need the pasuk to teach us something else. So here the Gemara brings Shitas Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, but really paraphrases their Shitas, because this is not exactly how it's written in the Braisa. I'm Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel had said, the Gag Yisayd Lama Likra, what would I need a pasuk for to teach me the Zrika's HaDam of Carbon Oyla would have to be done on the top of the Yisayd? Kal V'Chaimer Hu, that would be an obvious Kal V'Chaimer, because Uma Shiari Chatos, Sheinu Chaperes, this Shiarm of a Carbon Chatos, that's not Mechaper, just pouring the Shiarm on the base, but to Una Gag Yisayd, that has to be poured on the top of the base, Chilas Oyla, Shem Chaperes, the beginning of Oyla, which means Zrika's HaDam of Carbon Oyla, that is Mechaper, in addition to Una Gag Yisayd, wouldn't I say for sure that it requires the Gag Yisayd, and there was a Kal V'Chaimer, so I don't need the pasuk for it? No, Rukiva says something very similar, but a little bit different. He says the Kal V'Chaimer like this, Uma Shiari Chatos, just like the Shiarm of Chatos, Shein Mechaperin Vein Boin Lechaper. They're not Mechaper, and they don't come for a Kapara. To Una Gag Yisayd, they require Gag Yisayd, Tchilas Oyla, which again is Zrika's HaDam of Carbon Oyla, Bal Lechaper, and it comes for a Kapara, in addition to Una Gag Yisayd, doesn't require Gag Yisayd, and therefore the Brass continues, Imkin Matam Loimer El Yisayd Mizbach Oyla. So why is the Pasuk have to say Yisayd Mizbach Oyla? It must be teaching us, Ten Yisayd, the Mizbach Shal Oyla, that we should apply this din of Yisayd to any carbon which is brought on the Mizbach Oyla, namely any carbon that's done on the outside Mizbach has to have its Shari Adam poured on the Yisayd. Now we just clarify Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, my Benayu, what's machlokes between them? They said the Kal V'Chaimer are very similar, just slightly different. So what are they arguing about? Amar Vada Barava, he tells us, Shirayim Akvim Ikh Benayu, the machlokes is whether or not Shirayim are Ma'akvim, Mar Savar Ma'akvi, Rabbi Shmuel holds they are Ma'akiv, Umar Savar Ma'akvi, Rabbi Kiva holds they're not Ma'akiv. Now over here, the Lashon Ma'akiv is actually interesting, because up until now, the whole Masechta, when we say the word Ma'akiv, that means it has to be done like this, and if not, it's Pasul. But over here, it's not talking about that. It just means, is it an essential part of the Avodah, the Karbon, that we have to do our utmost to pour the Shirayim on the Yisayd? That would be Rabbi Shmuel's Shita. Or do we say that Shvichas Shirayim has nothing to do with the Avodah's Hadam, and that's Rabbi Kiva? And that's Rahul Machlokes. Now, Rav Papa says different. The Kuli Alma Shirayim Ein Ma'akvin. Everyone holds a Shvichas Shirayim are not Ma'akiv. Over here, the Machlokes says whether or not Mitzui of the blood of a Chata So'if is Ma'akiv. Marsover Ma'akiv, Rabbi Shmuel holds it is Ma'akiv, Marsover Lo Ma'akiv, Rabbi Kiva holds it is not Ma'akiv. Now, what does this mean? So, when it comes to Chata So'if, a bird Chatos, the whole process of the Dam is interesting. It's not poured into a Kli, and then we do regular Zrika with a Kli, or even with a finger, like a carbon Chatos. By Chatos Ha'if, after the Kohen does Malika, he swings his hand with the bird in it towards the Mizbeach. The blood splashes on the Mizbeach. That's the Zrika. And then he's Mematzeh. He squeezes the bird against the Mizbeach. That that squeezes whatever leftover blood is out, and that drips on the side. This mitzoy chata sa'if, that's machlaikas Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, whether or not it's ma'akev. And where do we see this? Tanya kvasar papa, you have a breast just like your papa. The pasuk tells regarding par kohen gadol, v'ez kol dam par yishbaich, and he should pour all the dam of the par out. This is talking about shvichas shirayim. And the question is, matam lemer hapar? Why does the pasuk have to say hapar? We know they're talking about the par kohen gadol, and the answer is, limit al par yom kippurim, sheton matan dam li yisod. This teaches us regarding the par yom kippur that requires matan dam, meaning shvichas shirayim on the yisod of the mizbeach. The Rebbe, that's Rebbe's opinion. Now, Amar Rabbi Shmuel says, kavachaymer, it's an obvious kavachaymer. Oma mishe'in nechaz dam lefnim chayva. Just like when we're talking about the par kohen gadol, which is the end of bringing its blood inside the heichal, because one of the chatois panimias, that's not a chayva. And we say it's not a chayva, that means there's no din that the kohen gadol has to bring his par. It's only in a situation where he paskins incorrectly and he acts based off of that psak, and it turns out that he made a mistake, so then he has to bring this par kohen gadol. But it's not like a regular carbon chayva that he would have to bring. This is what we call a mitzvah, that if he happens to mess up in this particular way, so then he has to bring the par kohen gadol. But either which way, it's not a chayv to bring this par. But nonetheless, when he does have a mitzvah to bring the par, ta'on yisoid, the shir adam need to be poured on the yisoid, misha nechaz dam lefnim chayva, a carbon who bring its dam inside is a chayv, specifically the par yom kippur, ain't it din shetan yisoid? Should we say for sure the shir adam require yisoid? That's what Rishmal's kavachaymer. Now Rabbi Kiva says, just tweaking the kavachaymer a little bit, he's not arguing, he just has a better kavachaymer, umayim ain't dam nechaz lefnayv lefnim, just like regarding the par kohen gadol, that its blood is not brought inside to the kodesh kadashim, bein l'chayv bein l'mitzvah, not in any situation, not chayva, not mitzvah, because only brought to the heichal, not to the kodesh kadashim, telling yisoid, nonetheless, the shiar adam have to be poured on the yisoid, mishenichas dam chayv lefnayv lefnim, regarding that which is brought lefnayv lefnim as a chayva, again referring to par yom kippur, and it didn't shetan yisoid, shouldn't we say for sure that it requires the yisoid? So since we know this din based on a kavul chaymer, the brass continues, yachol yakvenu, you might think the shvichas shirayim of the par yom kippur is ma'akev, tamalim, that's why the pasuk says, v'chin mechaper zakaydesh, and he should finish being mechaper for the kaydesh. What do we learn from here? Shomel kol kaparis kulon, that all the kaparis are finished, and this is before we're talking about shvichas shirayim, so we see the shvichas shirayim of the par yom kippur is not ma'akev. Div Rabbi Shmuel, that's shitas Rabbi Shmuel. Now brass continues, kavul chaymer par kohen mashiach me'ata. Now we could also make kavul chaymer to the par kohen mashiach, which is the par kohen gadol. Now, in regards to something that its dam is not brought inside at all, not for a chayv, not for a mitzvah, that's referring to the sire of a nasi ton yisoid. This year, adam have to be poured on the yisoid. Misha nechaz dam lefnim bein l'chayv bein l'mitzvah. The one that's brought inside, both for chayv and for mitzvah, referring to par kohen gadol. And it didn't shetan yisoid. Shouldn't we say for sure that it requires shvichas shirayim on the yisoid? Now, since we have a kavul chaymer for this, yachol yakvenu, you might think that it's ma'akev, and if shvichas shirayim doesn't happen, then it's pasul. So the pasuk says we're going back to the original pasuk that started out this brisa. That's called down a par yishbaich. What do we learn from here? Nitkai akasav la'asei. According to some of your sources, we take out the word la'asei. The explanation is the same though, that the pasuk is menatek it. It cuts it off and it tells us va'asei shiari mitzvah. It makes it shiarim of the mitzvah, so to speak, the leftover of the mitzvah, or an add-on, an extra part to the mitzvah. Lar melacha to tell you shirayim ain't ma'akvin. The shvichas shirayim are not ma'akev. Now, bottom line is whole brises that we see that according to Rabbi Shmuel, shvichas shirayim of chatos is not ma'akev. Now, further discussing this, because again, Rav Papa had said the machlekes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel is whether or not mitzvah dam of chatos ha'oif is a ma'akev. And so now we ask on this. So Rabbi Shmuel, mitzvah chatos ha'oif ma'akev? Rabbi Shmuel really holds that mitzvah chatos ha'oif is ma'akev? How can we say this? For the time of Rabbi Shmuel, we have a rest taught in the Beis Medrash Rabbi Shmuel. The pasuk tells us regarding mitzvah chatos ha'oif, v'anishar badam yimatzei, that which is left over of the blood shall be squeezed out. What do we learn from here? V'anishar yimatzei, whatever is left over should be squeezed out. No bezon bezon tav she'ein anishar lo yimatzei. If it's not left over, so it doesn't need to be squeezed out. Mashma the mitzvah of the leftover blood is not ma'akev, because if there's no leftover blood, it's not a big deal. So Gemara says you're right. It's machlekes tanoim what Rabbi Shmuel holds, and so it's not a question on the way Rav Papa understands, because Rav Papa has a ton of supporting him. The Rabbi Shmuel does hold that mitzvah chatos ha'oif is ma'akev, and we continue discussing shvichas shirayim of carbon chatos, whether or not they're ma'akev. Amar Rav Chama, Rav Chama says, "Hi tano savar shirayim ma'akev." The following tano holds the shvichas shirayim of carbon chatos is ma'akev. Now this is a very long bride, so we're going to be going back and forth in the whole discussion, and at the end, Rav Chama is going to say, "You see, we learn from here the shvichas shirayim is ma'akev." So let's focus on the brisa. The Tanya, the brisa tells us the pasuk says a kind of mechata oisa, the kind which is mechata it. He does the blood applications of carbon chatos, then afterwards says he could eat the meat. What do we learn from this word oisa? It shenitan dam lamala v'loy oisa shenitan dam lamata. It's referring to blood which is applied lamala, which is applied to the upper half of the mizbeach that's above the chutah sikra, which is the dividing line. The blood of carbon chatos we know is applied to the kronos, the horns in the mizbeach. So zrika the chatos is only valid when it's done there and not below, meaning underneath the chutah sikra. How the brisa says, hold on, we don't necessarily need a pasuk for this. Amarti, you would say v'chima ayin basa. Where are you coming from? What do you need a pasuk for? It's just based off of logic. M'chal shenemar, from the fact that the pasuk says v'dam zochecha yishafech hamizbach v'goymer, and the blood of your karbonos shall be spilled on the mizbeach. And the pasuk says you could eat the meat. So we see that we only need one shvicha in order for the karma to be kasher. Lamanu, we learn from here, l'nitan of matan arba, regarding that which has four blood applications, shem son of matan achas keeper, that even if there was just one blood application done, it's perfectly fine. Now, yachal, you might think that afani tanam l'malash and son of mata keeper, that even if something is supposed to be applied above on the top of the mizbeach, that if it was done below, there's a kapara, we say that no, because vidinhu, it's logical to say not like that. Nemru dom l'malav, nemru dom l'matan. The pasuk talks about blood that needs to be applied above, and talks about blood that needs to be applied below. That's referring to chatas oif, that's done below the chatas sekra. And so what's the comparison? Ma dom murim l'matan, shenasonu l'malon, loy kiper, just like blood that's supposed to be done below, if it's done above, it's not good, it's not valid. Avdom murim l'malon, imnasonu l'mata, loy kiper. So too, blood that's supposed to be done above, if it's done below, it's not valid. So we see just based off logic, the dom of karmon chatas is done below, it's not valid. What do we need a pasuk for? Zagmar says, loy, that's not true, that's not a valid limud, because im marta b'tachtoinin shenitonu b'nesina l'mala, if you want to say this, regarding something which is supposed to be applied below, that if you put it above, it's pasul. Why would that be pasul? She'ein sefer l'malon. Because anyway, that blood is never going to be above. So therefore, like keeper, we could say there's no kapara. But taimer b'lo yadim shenasan l'mata, are you able to say the same thing by something which blood is applied above, that you ended up doing it below, she'yeshman karv l'mata, that some of it is going to end up being done below, namely shvichas shirayim. And so you can't make a comparison between the dam of chatas, which is supposed to be done above, and chatas sa'if, which is supposed to be done below. Of course, something that's done below, if its dam is done above, it's not valid, because that dam will never be above, as opposed to something which is done above, its dam will eventually be below, because we have shvichas shirayim. So that's what we can't learn from Kal Chaimer, and we'd have to have a pasuk for it. Says Brisa, hold on, damim hapnimim yechichu. Why don't we bring a raya from dam hapnimim, which is referring to chatas pnimiyas, that should prove this is not a problem, shiyeshman karbachot, because some of that dam is brought outside, that's referring to shvichas shirayim, vim nusan batchil bachot loy kiper, but if the dam was originally applied on the outside of his beach, not on the inside one, it's not valid. And so we still could bring back our original Kal Chaimer from chatas oif, which is supposed to be done below, use that to teach to a regular chatas, which is supposed to be done above, and once again, we won't need a pasuk to teach us this. Says Gemara, loy, we can't bring from chatas pnimius. Why is that? And here's going to be the key to Ron Bar Chama's raya, if you want to say this by doma pnimium, that's fine, because she'ein mizbech pnimium markon. The mizbech pnimi is not memarik them, it doesn't empty them, or it doesn't clean them, it doesn't finish them, which means even when all the blood applications were done on the inner mizbech, there still is something left that has to be done. But are you going to apply this to the blood of a regular karbon chatos, which is done above the chotas sikra on the outside of mizbeach? Sharei kronos markos hayson. Once the blood application is done on the kronos, on the horns of mizbeach, so that cleans them and finishes them, and there's nothing else that needs to be done. So we see the matnei dam of regular chatos chitzoni is more makel than chatos panimi. Therefore, we could technically say im nusan olamatak sheirim, if they were applied below the chotas sikra, they would be kosher. Tamalaymer. That's why we have the pasuk of oisa, and that's what the pasuk teaches us. Oisa sheitin dam olamal, vona sheitin dam olamata. That the chatos is only valid if its blood was done above, not if it was done below, and this is what we need the pasuk for. Now that's the brisa. Here comes Rabbi Chama with his raya. My she'ein mizbeach pnimi markan. What do we mean? We just said in the brisa that we're dealing with chatas pnimiyos and doing the blood applications to the mizbeach pnimi. That's not market. That doesn't finish it. That we need to do something else. Lav elu shirayim. Isn't that referring to shvichas shirayim? So we see from here that Tana holds that shvichas shirayim is ma'akev by chatas pnimiyos. However, Amalei Rava, Rava told him that no, that's not a raya. Ihachiv. That's really so. We could really bring this back into the brisa. Tasted b'kal v'chaimer. Then we would have a kal v'chaimer. What does it mean that we'd have a kal v'chaimer? Because the whole point of the brisa at this juncture is to show that we don't need a pasuk to tell us the dam of a chatas applied to the lower half of mizbeach as pasul, and that it could really be learned from a kal v'chaimer. As if it's really true what you're saying, Rav Bar Chama, that shvichas shirayim of dam of a chatas primius is ma'akev, then we have a kal v'chaimer. We don't need the pasuk. What's the kal v'chaimer? Ma shirayim primim shesayfen chayv b'chutz. Just like the shirayim, which at the end of that blood, meaning shirayim, is a chayv on the outside mizbeach, asan b'tchil b'chutz loy kiper. But if the original matnoy's dam were done on the outside mizbeach, it's not a kapara. It has to be done in mizbeach pnimi. We'll have an eternal malo shein soifen chayvin lamato the chatas chitzoni, which is applied above on the top part of the mizbeach chitzoni. That is not going to be a chayv lamato. Shvichas shirayim is not a chayv. But basan betchil lamato, if you originally did it lamato on the mizbeach and you didn't shloi keeper, shouldn't we say for sure that it's not a kapara? And then we technically have a kal v'chaimer. And since the brisa does not suggest that, it must be that you are wrong, Rabbi Bar Chama. Then when the brisa says regarding chatas pnimiyos that the mizbeach pnimi is not memarik them and requires something else, it's not referring to shvichas shirayim. It's referring to something different. Ella rather, what does the brisa mean? In mizbeach hapnimi markan bilvad, it's not just the mizbeach hapnimi. The blood applications to the mizbeach is not sufficient, that's not enough. Ella poroichas, there's also sprinkling the blood towards the poroichas, that's also an absolutely necessary part of the avodas hadam of chatas pnimiyos. And that's what the brisa is referring to, not shvichas shirayim. So we actually do not necessarily have a raya from this brisa for Rabbi Bar Chama, that we have a tan who holds a shvichas shirayim of a chatas pnimis is ma'akev. Now the Gemara discusses something we brought up in the course of our discussion, namely what's done with shiari hadam of the Yom Kippur karbonos. And here we have a brisa Tana Rabbanon, the pasuk says v'chila mechaper, and he shall finish being mechaper. And what's the drasha? Im kiper kila. If he was mechaper, if he did the necessary blood applications, so he's finished. He did the avoda, and everything's okay. V'im loy kiper loy kila. But if he wasn't mechaper, if he didn't do the blood applications, so he's not finished the avoda. Different Rabbi Kiva's opinion. Armalei Rabbi Yehuda told Rabbi Kiva, b'nei maloi nemar. Why don't you understand the pasuk as follows? Im kila kiper. If he finished doing everything he should, he did all the blood applications, so then he gets a kapara. V'im loy kila. And if he didn't finish doing them, loy kiper, he hasn't brought about a kapara. And this tells us that if he left out even one of the matanos of both the par and the sar of Yom Kippur, he did nothing and it's not valid at all, and he would have to redo the whole thing that he missed out on. Now, it seems to be they're very similar, both Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yehuda. So the question is, what's the difference between them? Is there a machlaikas and din? Is there not a machlaikas and din? So here we have two different ways of understanding. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shub and Levi, they argue whether or not there's even a real machlaikas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Kiva. Chanam, where one of them says, Mashmois darshan ikka benayu, it's simply machlaikas in the mashmois, and how to understand what the pasuk is telling us. According to Rabbi Kiva, even though the pasuk says, v'chila mechaper es hakodesh, he darshans it backwards. He understands mechaper that once he does the blood applications, that's the kapara, that's the sprinklings of the blood and the blood applications on the mizbeach. So then, v'chila, he's finished doing everything and he's fine. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says it's not 100% clear from there that he has to do every single thing, and if he misses out on one, it's ma'akev. Therefore, we should just read the pasuk as is. V'chila, if he finished doing everything that he was supposed to do, then mechaper, he's received the kapara. But in terms of practical halacha, they both agree. However, Chanan, where the other one says, shirai ma'akvenu ikmenayu, that there's machlaikas whether or not the shvichas shirayim is ma'akev. According to Bekiva, shvichas shirayim is not ma'akev, because he understands v'chiper. As long as he does the regular matanis dam, the regular kapara, by all other karbanis chatos, so then he's finished, and shvichas shirayim, which is not ma'akev anywhere else, is not ma'akev by the karbanis of Yom Kippur, has a post Rabbi Yehuda who holds that no, that v'chilo, he has to complete everything, and that includes shvichas shirayim, and even though by other karbanis shvichas shirayim is not ma'akev, by the karbanis of Yom Kippur, shvichas shirayim is ma'akev, and only then, once he was v'chilo, he did everything, including shvichas shirayim, then mechaper, he receives kapara. Says the Gemara, Testayim, the Rabbi Shub and Levi, who the Amr Shem Ma'akve, let's bring a raya that Rabbi Shub and Levi is the one that said that shirayim is ma'akev, that's machlokes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yehuda. And how do we know this? Amr Shub and Levi, because Rabbi Shub and Levi himself said, this is regarding a situation where all the matanis dam were successfully done by the kabbarnas of Yom Kippur, but then they spilled on the floor before shvichas shirayim could happen, and says Rabbi Shub and Levi, ledivrei ha'omer shirayim ma'akve, and according to the one who holds that shirayim are ma'akev, maybe par echad, he has to bring another par, umascha b'tchilo b'fnim, and he has to start again with the blood applications inside. Bottom line is, we see the Rabbi Shub and Levi is quoting this opinion that shirayim are ma'akev by the Karbanos of Yom Kippur. So we see it must be Rabbi Shub and Levi who explains this machlokes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yehuda whether or not shirayim are ma'akev. Says the Gemara, not a raya, or Rabbi Yechon lesley hasvara, or Rabbi Yechon doesn't hold of the svara. V'amar Rabbi Yechon himself had said, Tana Rabbi Nechemia kedivri ha'imr shirayim ma'akvin. The Rabbi Nechemia taught just like the one who holds shirayim are ma'akev. So he clearly says Rabbi Yechon also holds of this opinion. How could you say it's just Rabbi Shub and Levi, not Rabbi Yechon? Ella, how would we explain this? Kedivri ha'imr, that all Rabbi Yechon is saying is that according to the Manda Amar, that shirayim are ma'akvin, so Rabbi Nechemia goes like that Manda Amar. But v'lav, l'hani tanoi, it's not referring to these tanoim, this machloikas that we were discussing previously, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yehuda, it's not those tanoim. There's a different tanoim called shirayim ma'akvin, but it's not Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yehuda. So hachanami, we could say the same thing by Rabbi Shub and Levi. It could be that we were saying the same thing we just quoted, l'divir ha'imer shirayim ma'akvin, it's k'divir ha'imer. It's according to the one who says that, whoever that tana is, but v'lav l'hani tanoi, but lav dafka, it's referring to these tanoim, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yehuda. So we actually do not have a right that Rabbi Shub and Levi holds that this is the machlokes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yehuda, so we still don't know who it is. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow with another Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.